I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Final North County Workshop for Slocog's Local Roads First Initiative. Celebration of Life to be held for Caroline Dildine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Slocog's final workshop in the North County for the Local Roads First Initiative will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. Local Roads First is a half-cent sales tax Slocog is seeking to place on the 2026 ballot to generate revenue for transportation-related needs. The purpose of the workshop is to provide information on the proposed measure and gather feedback on the projects that residents believe matter the most in their community. After this in-person meeting, Slocog will be holding a Zoom webinar workshop Wednesday, October 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Paso Robles Main Street Association announced there will be a Celebration of Life held Tuesday, October 14th at 10 a.m. at the Paso Robles District Cemetery Rose Chapel for Caroline Dildine. Caroline passed away peacefully in her home August 24th of 2025. She was born in Los Angeles in 1933, and she graduated from Paso Robles High School in 1951. Caroline has worked at Roscoe 5 and Time for 6 years and Biggles Stationery for 13 years. She was an active volunteer for Main Street for over 20 years, helping to set up and organize events and displays. Caroline is survived by her sons, 5 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. Voting information for November 4th special election sent by County Clerk Recorder's Office. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Vote-by-mail ballots have been sent to registered voters throughout San Luis Obispo County for the upcoming special election. On November 4th, voters will decide yes or no on Prop 50. Prop 50 authorizes temporary changes to congressional district maps through 2030 in response to the partisan redistricting in Texas. In this election cycle, voters who choose to use vote-by-mail ballots are encouraged to send their ballots out early. In other elections, ballots are valid as long as they are postmarked on or before Election Day. But for this special election cycle, voters are encouraged to send their ballots out prior to October 28th. To vote in person, the county has 45 polling stations, down from about 67 this past 2024 election. County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano also says there is still a slight shortage of poll workers in San Luis Obispo County, with volunteers still needed for the San Miguel and Shannon precincts. Anyone planning to vote in person is encouraged to double-check their assigned poll locations prior to November 4th. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be one-way traffic control for a section of Highway 1. The section will be past Rubble Street in Oceano starting Monday, October 13th, and lasting through Friday, October 17th. Reversing one-way traffic control will be in effect from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, with delays not expected to exceed 10 minutes. Caltrans says this is for the replacement of a fiber optic cable. In sports, Major League Baseball for the division series yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-2, winning their series 3-1. The Cubs over the Brewers 4-3. The Phillies beat the Dodgers 8-2. The Tigers over the Mariners 9-3. Today, the Phillies will face the Dodgers, and the Cubs will go against the Brewers. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California News coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. A 29-year-old man now behind bars in connection with the deadly Palisades fire. U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley announcing the charges yesterday.
Destruction of property by means of fire. A felony that carries a mandatory minimum 5-year federal prison sentence and is punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison.
Asaley says Jonathan Rindernecht is accused of intentionally starting the Lockman fire on New Year's Day, and that eventually developed into the Palisades fire that left 12 people dead. Just hours after that announcement, though, Governor Newsom slamming President Trump for refusing to provide Los Angeles with additional fire assistance.
$39 billion for months and months and months, and the President of the United States has said nothing.
In June, President Trump said our state's approach to immigration would likely mean federal money would not arrive anytime soon. The Los Angeles Dodgers have another chance to advance in the postseason today after failing to win Game 3 of the best-of-five NLDS at home last night to the Phillies. John Gilliland, California News.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 7:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Leadership Farm Bureau, a cohort of 8 agricultural professionals developing leadership skills through a program run by the California Farm Bureau, traveled last month to Arkansas and Tennessee to learn from farmers and ranchers in a different part of the country. The tour included visits to fish, cotton and peanut farms, a cattle ranch in cotton gin, and the Port of Memphis, which is one of the largest inland ports in the U.S. The 3-day trip also allowed us to see how the Farm Bureau plays a critical role in making a positive impact in our industry, whether through outreach, financing, or advocacy. Leadership Farm Bureau class members Darvin Gill of Sutter County and Jim Tamayo of Imperial County wrote in an Ag Alert article. These experiences helped inspire us to return to the Golden State and be even stronger advocates for California farmers and ranchers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday, clouds on Tuesday with an 85% chance of showers early, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s Monday, low 60s Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 42 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:19.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. In the Oak Shop Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Trump administration delivering a message to community banks at a Fed conference where Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told attendees,
I wish to focus on how we can better serve the American people and the important role community banks play in that effort.
At the Fed's Community Bank Conference in D.C., Bessent said President Trump has been ending many regulations which have negatively impacted community banks. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's opening an investigation into nearly 3 million Teslas equipped with its full self-driving system because of traffic safety violations, which include reports of Tesla vehicles driving through red traffic lights and driving against the proper direction of travel during a lane change while using the system. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Crescent Community Church will be hosting its annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference, October 17th and 18th. Lori Lamb will be the speaker this year. Her and her husband, Brent, country and Christian music lead singer, teach and bring others to the faith. Lori has a heart for mentoring women. The topic will be living a surrendered life. Worship will be provided by Woodland Drive. Dinner and dessert are provided on Friday and breakfast and lunch on Saturday at the Crescent Community Church on O'Donovan. For more information, go to CrestonChurch.com.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. Now put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have a bottle of wine that you've been meaning to drink with friends and family over a nice meal? Well, lucky you, Allegretto Vineyard Resort has no corkage fee every Tuesday from 5 to 9 at Cello Restaurante and Bar. That's right, you can drink your bottle of wine with your community in Allegretto's Tuscan-inspired dining room. Share a meal and enjoy your favorite bottle of wine every Tuesday.
Alrighty, coming up at the Park Cinemas, get ready for it. They've got a great offer for you this Sunday, matter of fact, 1 o'clock, and it's free admission. On the big screen, you can see the Titans and the Raiders play a little bit of football. And then also they have a Monday mystery movie at 7 o'clock, all seats just $5. And what's the movie? Well, that's part of the mystery. That's that. And then they have Real Deal Tuesdays, all seats, all $7. So that's all from the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL as we're ready to go here on your Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
Now I'm lying here with the Morning Exchange, KPRL on my mind.
Alrighty, let's see here. The state of California, I think I mentioned that, about the new mandates of the, I guess it's called the ultra-processed foods from the school meals. They gone. Well, not yet. Not yet. Again, this is so important because, as it says here from somebody who, the assembly member from Encino, our first priority is to protect the kids in California schools. That must include allowing boys to play women's sports. That's their first priority, is to protect kids in California schools. That's what she says right here. Or, I don't know. Well, it really shouldn't matter if it's coming from that end of the political spectrum. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Today at the fairgrounds, we are honoring anybody that has lived in the area for 50 years or more. And if they have lived in the area for 50 years or more, to show up at the fairgrounds from 10 o'clock on. Luncheon is on us, free. Rotary is sponsoring it, and they get a free lunch.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure everybody got an invitation. If they didn't get an invitation, they still qualify. Just show up.
All right. Well, have fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Coffee will do that to you early in the morning. It just stays in your throat. So, this is so important because remember, their first priority is to protect the kids. And by the way, check this out. California Public Schools, from your tax dollars, they serve nearly 1 billion meals to kids each year. Of course, nowadays, that includes your breakfast, lunch, and in some districts, dinner. Now, again, I'm just leading up to this. This is so important to the kids' health that this law will totally take effect in the year 2035. It's going to take them 10 years to phase out foods with potentially harmful ultra-processed ingredients. And it says the requirements go above and beyond existing state and federal school nutrition standards for things like fat and calorie content in school meals. Chris, from a sarcastic side looking at this, what do you think will happen to a lot of the food that they'll have or serve?
Truthfully, I'm not certain if they'll actually go away. Because what are you going to replace them with?
Well, okay, so with the foods they replace them with, what do you think will happen to a lot of that food?
Probably go to waste.
Imagine that. Now, I know of someone who used to work in a school district here in the cafeteria or whatever they call it and stuff like that, and she would tell me the amount of, well, disrespect, and then the other is the amount of waste is unbelievable because they've been pushing this type of thing, not necessarily the ultra process, but this healthy stuff, and nothing wrong with healthy foods, don't get me wrong, but we also need to be realistic. But I guess by starting at a young age, since California is now feeding a lot of kids where the parents don't have to because they're too damn irresponsible, that they can just condition them to do that, which you can make the argument, well, what's wrong with that? Well, I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, when there's no identification here on how much this may will cost the state of California. So it's that important that it will take 10 years to do this. You have to love that kind of stuff there. Also, folks, you thought you would never see it again, but it is possible because it is. There is a county in the state of California. It's in wine country, and it's beefing up its vaccine recommendations and instituting a mask mandate, citing greater risks of contracting COVID-19 amid the start of the annual flu season. Now, this is the Sonoma County Department of Public Health. They issued an order earlier this week requiring anyone entering certain healthcare facilities in the county to wear a mask. Facilities subject to the order include skilled nursing facilities, portions of long-term care facilities where nursing care is provided, acute and non-acute rehabilitation facilities, infusion centers, and dialysis centers, according to the order. Now, there is some speculation that this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And the mask mandate will run from November 1st until March 31st of next year. And the order states that Smith can expand the type of facility subject to it and as a on-needed basis. Additionally, the requirement will be put in place annually unless otherwise rescinded. Okay? So you have that in one county. Okay? And these are the surgical masks, the KN95 and others. But more informal masks such as scarf, ski mask, bandana, turtleneck collar, clothes mask, and other masks that has will not satisfy the order requirement. Okay, so that's at least one county here in the state of California. I wonder how many of the people are going to put up with that, which leads into something. I had a conversation recently with someone who was in the medical profession for many, many years, but let's go to... And, you know, the person told me that during that, many of the workers were not happy with the mandates. And, you know, we know that some quit their jobs. But also, what he, what he told me was that because of that, the stricter mandates for the hospitals, that the profession, the people that want to get into nursing and so forth, that has fallen back. And a matter of fact, I think there was something recently that Newsom signed into law about trying to get people into the healthcare system. I mean, it's workers, not, you know, illegals and all that for free insurance. So when they start to see this, I wonder if they're going to also, if it will have an impact on people wanting to get into the nursing profession in particular. So it does have some exemptions, and we will see how far this goes. Then there is a on email, it says, I was a nurse and worked in ER and nursing homes and hospice. A lot of elderly people died of loneliness during these restrictions when family couldn't visit. They didn't have COVID. They didn't have visitors. Family wasn't allowed. They died of broken hearts and loneliness. Well, we know some stories here in this county where one lady in particular, I remember, she couldn't go in to see and see her dying husband. So the imposed isolations also create depression. And so we will see what's this will be fought and what the workers will decide to do. But it doesn't go away. Just think this was, what, 5 years ago. And now it's coming back slowly, at least in one county. All righty. Let's see here. Now, this issue has become a little bit more popular. And the fire departments, Cal Fire and your local fire departments, have been trying to do this, give you information on rechargeable batteries. Now, so far, it just this year, rechargeable batteries have sparked 6 fires here in San Luis Obispo. And there are, you know, safety precautions, and that you should heed the warning from your fire professionals regarding what that, the safety tips. And, you know, one of them, well, here's a few of them, because all of us have these type of batteries in our house. It just doesn't have to be a little one, because if you remember several years ago, there was a fire at the apartments over here on around 34th or 32nd, I forget exactly where it's, I think it started in the closet. And it was just, you know, again, it wasn't a car battery. It was, you know, a regular lithium battery that, you know, I don't know how many we have in our house now, but probably, you know, more than a couple. So it says, only buy lithium iron battery products if you have recognized safety marks such as a UL, ETL, or a CSA. Use the original cable from the manufacturer to charge items with lithium ion batteries. Always follow the instructions from the manufacturer. Charge items on a hard, flat surface. And this one is, it's almost laughable, but it's a serious subject. Never charge products with lithium ion batteries on beds, couches, or under pillows. Now, Chris, can you explain to me why anyone would charge a battery under a pillow?
Might have accidentally slipped under there while they were asleep.
Well, but this goes to the never charge products with lithium ion batteries on beds.
Yeah, sure.
On couches, or so you're going to charge the battery sitting on top of you. Is that what people do? I guess. All right. Make sure to unplug devices or remove the battery once it is fully charged, and stop using the battery if you detect heat, swelling, discoloration, odd odors, or noises. So, again, heed the warning from your Cal Fire and local fire officials, folks, because if they're seeing more of this, and if you probably are aware, these fires are harder to put out. So that's the way of life that we have, and I don't know if age has anything to do with it or not regarding the batteries. Chris, do you know how often a battery has to be changed?
Well, I guess it depends.
For example, I don't know how long I've had my phone. Maybe, I don't know, I'll just say 7 years.
Right.
Okay, I've never changed the battery in it.
Yeah, I've had mine for probably a similar amount of time, 7 years-ish. And then the one before that, actually, I did have to change the battery because it started swelling. And that lasted me probably more or less the same amount of time. But this one hasn't started swelling at all.
What do you mean swelling?
Like the battery actually swelled.
Really?
Yeah. In my previous phone, the battery started swelling. Like I could see it because I put my phone on a surface and I noticed that it was a little bit uneven. And, you know, I tapped one of the edges and saw it wobble back and forth. So I took it out the case and I noticed that where the battery was, it was bulging out a little bit. I opened it up, I took it out, and sure enough, the battery had swollen. It warns about that in the press release.
So what? Yeah. Was it, was there an odor to it?
No, there wasn't an odor, and obviously it didn't blow up because I'm still here. I think I still have it stored somewhere, but...
Watch.
Because I can't just throw it in the trash.
Well, you can, there's a, I don't know, some place, I don't know where you recycle them, but you can do that. Just get it out of your house.
Well, it's been a few years since then, and nothing's happened to it, so I just forgot about it.
What the heck? Don't, heck with it. That reminds me of a story. Again, when we were living in town, we had these neighbors across the street, and let's just say they were... I had a bench in the front yard there at the old track ranch, as I used to refer to it. And let's just say these two brothers were absolute knuckleheads. So I had a bench in front of the house, and to amuse myself is that I would grab a beer and I would watch these two knuckleheads just do yard work or any time they were out in the front. I just enjoyed watching them because I knew I was going to get a chuckle out of them. So one day... And they were always yelling at each other, you know, two brothers and stuff. And so one day they found something in the woods that would have been over by Pat Butler's school before they built the commune there. And what it was an old shell casing from World War II. And they brought it into the garage and they're hammering on it. The bomb squad showed up and they closed down the road for a couple of hours because these two idiots were going and it just but it was you know, obviously nothing happened, but it was fun to watch. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about the swollen cell phone batteries. I went through that there a few years ago, and I didn't know what was going on. I took it down there to the repair shop, and anyway, he said, yeah, you overcharged it, which I did. I just kept it charged all the time, or on the charger all the time. Anyway, he had a great tip, and I just passed it on. He says, wait until you're down to 45% battery capacity, and then charge it up to 95%, and then take it off. So just keep it within that range, and you eliminate the risk of overcharging your battery.
Now, I'm going to assume that all phones, when you plug it in, it will tell, well, it does tell you the percentage, but it also gives you an approximate time on how long it will take to charge. Does yours do that?
Yes, I think one of them does. I don't know if all of them gives it an approximate time, but yeah, it does tell you the percentage.
Okay, so, and I'll include myself in this because I'm guilty. When I plug mine in, unless I'm doing it maybe an hour or two before I go out of the house, a lot of times I forget about it when I plug it in.
Sure, I think everybody does that. I still do occasionally, but I'm pretty careful because the batteries aren't cheap. But it's not uncommon to just plug it in at the end of the day and just leave it all night and then unplug it in the morning. Well, that's not good.
Yeah,
not good.
Yeah, now I generally mess up on the weekends. Now, as opposed to like when I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do is I go plug it in the kitchen because it's by my keys, and you know it's only plugged in for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
Excuse me. Did he explain why wait until it gets down to to start doing it at 45?
No, I guess he didn't, other than just like logic tells you, you know, you don't want it to get too low in case you have to make a long call or do something or need to leave and you won't be by your charger. So 45% is a rule of thumb. By the time it gets down to there, you know, you're safe, but go ahead and charge it, but don't charge it to 100%, charge it to 95%. And of course I realize it. You can't watch it exactly. You know, sometimes I unplug it at 90% or 98%, and honestly, sometimes it's got to 100%. But I just try to keep that rule in mind.
I don't know if your phone has it, but my phone actually has the option to prevent my battery from being charged over a certain percentage. Mine is set to 85%, so no matter how long I leave it plugged in, it'll never go above 85% battery.
Huh, that's the first I've heard of that. If mine does that, I don't know how to do it. The phone can do a lot of things I don't know how to do. But,
well, maybe Chris can come over to your house and show you how to do it.
I'll be home for a little bit.
How to do it, because I, I, That's the first I've heard that. Well, I'm sure if you, and maybe it has to do with the age or the expense of the phone on how much you can and cannot do.
Sure.
Well, sure. All right. Well, hey, thanks, and take care of yourself. Watch that battery.
You do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Did you can set it on your phone, Chris, to what charge you want?
I don't know if I can do an exact percentage, but I know I can go into battery protection mode, which prevents it from going above 85%, which is what it's set to at all times because, you know, my last phone's battery got inflated from overcharging probably.
Okay. Well, that's... I may even check on that on mine. Well, no, because I wanted 100. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if anyone's already called in about this because I stepped outside to call you. About the charging of the cell phone batteries, I have an iPhone, and there's a setting that you can set how full you want your charge to get before it stops charging. So I've got mine set at 95%.
Yeah, we were just...
And it won't charge...
No, that's perfect timing. We were just talking about that.
You can set that. Go into settings. I asked ChatGPT, of all things, how do I save my battery, my cell phone battery, on my new phone, and it told me how to do that.
Okay, I'm just curious. Why at 95?
Because, that's a good question. It has about 300 full charges before it starts to decline. So don't charge it all the way. That's why they say don't charge it all the way, because it, I don't know if it triggers a decline in battery once you get to that 300 or 350, whatever it was. It was 300 and something before it begins to trigger a decline. So if you don't charge it all the way, it should last longer.
Okay, is there any negative towards having it, some people may somewhat constantly have their battery charge low?
It said, like the other gentleman said, it said, let it go down, don't keep it charged all the time. And so, yeah, there's that sweet spot. Let your battery decline in the amount of charge, and then don't charge it all the way.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, so don't keep it on the charge all the time.
All right, well, thank you for that advice.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, bye. Well, there you have it. But the reason why I asked, because if you talk to people with auto, you know, particularly certain times of year, about your gasoline in your car with the tank, you don't want to get it too low. And again, certain times of year, because moisture can get in obviously in the wintertime and so forth. Because I am on both my phone and my vehicle, my tank is full almost all the time. That's why I keep running into Larry down there at Spring Street Mobile. He sees me. He goes, what are you doing here? You're just here 2 days ago. Well, I said, I got to have it filled. I'm just... And you never know when you're going to be chased in a vehicle or have to get away. So I want to make sure that I have a full tank so I can escape.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Slocog's final workshop in the North County for the Local Roads First Initiative will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. Local Roads First is a half-cent sales tax Slocog is seeking to place on the 2026 ballot to generate revenue for transportation-related needs. The workshop will provide information on the proposed measure and gather feedback from attendees. Pastorville's Main Street Association announced there will be a celebration of life held Tuesday, October 14th at 10 a.m. at the Pastorville's District Cemetery Rose Chapel for Carolyn Dildine. Caroline passed away peacefully in her home August 24th. She was an active volunteer for Main Street for over 20 years, helping to set up and organize events and displays. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Therese Crowley. The deal is signed in Egypt. President Trump declares, blessed are the peacemakers. With excited relief from Israel to Gaza, the Israeli government about to vote on a peace deal with Hamas to begin with ceasefire. The release of all 48 hostages, then nearly 2,000 Palestinians. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee tells Fox.
The president made it very clear two things had to happen. Hamas had to deliver all the hostages. And then they would have to recognize they don't have a future in Gaza. And the consistency and clarity of the president's message is part of the reason we're here today.
Hostage release expected Monday. Bipartisan praise for the president, but pitched political battles in D.C. over reopening the federal government day nine. The IRS plans to furlough nearly half its workforce, 40,000 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Lots of sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s, a few passing clouds, otherwise clear. Overnight lows near 50, and then for your Friday, we'll be in the upper 70s with some clouds hanging around. Then for your Pioneer Day, number 95, very nice. Mid-70s, sunny, upper 70s on Sunday. Monday, we're going to cloud up a little bit, upper 60s. Chance of rain now at 80% on Tuesday, low 60s, maybe some AM showers, about a 30% on Wednesday, upper 60s, partly cloudy, low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:05 AM and down 6:36. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
As we get closer to the end of the year and maybe a New Year's resolution, maybe something you're considering. Well, how about this? And help out Meals That Connect. They need volunteers, drivers, to deliver meals to homebound seniors. Drivers are needed for an hour and a half shifts that begin at 10:30. Training is provided. Please contact the Senior Center for more information regarding that. And also another thing that you might want to think about is Guide Dogs for the Blind. They're looking for dedicated volunteers in the area here in the county to raise puppies for the nonprofit organization. And that is obviously to help out with shopping, pedestrian traffic, and other real-world situations. So that's Guide Dogs for the Blind in San Luis Obispo County. They would appreciate that as well. Community Calendar was brought to you by good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. All righty, we have 6 minutes away from 8 at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Speaking of holidays, Okay, our local celebrities, Kimberly Delatta, Bob McKee, Tom Lutz, Matthew Wader, Julie Shannon, Chris Renault, Deb George, Neil Snyder, Don and Linda Knees, Robert and Debbie Van Loon, and 31 years ago today, Tom and Kelly Stainbrook tied the knot. 31. My goodness. On my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of, and he should not be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was, well, he is, but anyway. Rube Marquardt, 1886, died in 1980. Walter O'Malley, the owner of the Bums on both coasts, 1903-1979. Arnie Risen, Basketball Hall of Famer, 1924-2012. John Lennon, 1940-1980. Former New York Yankee and played with a whole bunch of other teams and caused some problems. Wasn't bad for a while. Joe Pepitone, 1940, died in 2023. John Entwistle of the Who, 1944-2002. The Flea, little shortstop, Freddie Patek, he's pretty good. 1944, from the Kingston Trio, Bob Hayworth, 1946. From the Kingston Trio, also, George Grove. Guess they were bandmates or something like that. He was born in 1947. Good pitcher with the Pirates, Bob Moost, 1947, died in 1976, fell asleep at this guy's concert. Jackson Brown, 1948. Brian Downing, pretty good player with the Angels and the White Sox, 1950. Robert Wool, he's a pretty good actor, 1951. Also on the list we have from Seinfeld, he was Elaine's boss. I forget the character name, but John O'Hurley. He was born in 1954. That's a funny character. One of the great linebackers, Mike Singletary, 1958. Kenny Garrett, the sax guy, 1960. Eddie Guerrero, pro wrestler, 1967. Kenny Anderson, not the quarterback, the guard out of Georgia Tech. He was a good basketball player in 1970. Man, that guy was quick, really quick. Sean Lennon was born on this day in 1975. Well, that's weird. And Darius Miles, basketball player, kind of a head case, 1981. George Kittle, you 49ers should send him a cake today, 1993. And Ben Shelton, the tennis pro, was born in 2002. Okay, passing away on this day, Mr. Schindler, Oscar Schindler, Schindler's List, 1974. Carol Bruce, she was a Mama Carlson in WKRP in Cincinnati. 2007, Goodbye Mr. Chips, choreographer and director. That was from not the original one, though. Herbert Ross, he passed away in 2001. Looking here, and that's it? Okay. Well. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. Rolling Stone has him ranked as the fifth greatest rock and roll singer of all time. I don't know what the list includes, how the order is. I may put him number two behind Chuck Berry. Now, don't go, you Elvis fans, don't go nuts. I just love the way when John Lennon sings rock and roll. He was the opposite of Paul. Anyway, he started out interested in skiffle music. That was kind of the craze back in England in the 1950s. Anyway, we know primarily the rest about John Lennon. Now, of course, with him and McCartney, they combined to have over 25 number one singles in the United States. By the way, in England, the poll was taken X amount of years ago, and their favorite song, or at least lyrically, was Imagine from John Lennon.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
Vote-by-mail ballots have been sent out to registered voters throughout San Luis Obispo County for the upcoming election. On November 4th, voters will decide yes or no on Proposition 50, which authorizes temporary changes to congressional district maps through 2030. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be one-way traffic control for a section of Highway 1 near Pass Robles Street in Oceano, starting Monday, October 13th, and lasting through Friday, October 17th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All righty. He was influenced by Little Richard, Larry Williams, and a guy by the name of Little Willie John, who perished in prison, shall we say, in 1968. Anyway, the influence of John Lennon still being felt today. Of course, again, that was in December of 1980. He was murdered. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2. KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.